The Farm Bill, the framework for food and farm policy, is enacted every 5 years. The 2012 bill is stalled in the U.S. House, where leadership will not hold a vote on the measure until after Election Day. But the 2008 Farm Bill expired on September 30th. Over the weekend, Senator Charles Schumer raised concerns that if the Farm Bill does not pass during the lame duck session, the Agriculture Act of 1949 will go into effect on January 1st. Schumer says that means consumers could see milk prices rise to $6 or more per gallon. Northeast Dairy Foods Association Executive Vice President Bruce Krupke says New York's senior senator is making irresponsible claims.
Senator Schumer is simply playing politics. He's trying to force a vote for the 2012 Farm Bill in the House of Representatives. If you're a consumer, don't worry. The Farm Bill will be passed or will be extended, and you won't see $6 a gallon for milk. That will not happen. Senator Schumer is simply playing politics. Why doesn't he call for an extension of the current Farm Bill? There's no reason why the Senate can't call for an extension.
The National Milk Producers Federation says it is a real possibility that milk prices will double. Senior Vice President of Communications Chris Galen calls it an unintended consequence of the failure to pass the Farm Bill.
What could happen come January is that in the case of the dairy industry, we could revert back to a 60-year-old law that could result in much, much higher prices for dairy farmers and ultimately for consumers as well. So this is one of those little things that people haven't really thought much about because it's never happened before, where we've come to this threshold.
Why would a 1949 law affect the 2012 Farm Bill? Chris Galen explains.
There is a program that's designed to help farmers in current farm policy called the Dairy Price Support Program. Under that, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will serve as a buyer of last resort for dairy commodities to prevent prices from collapsing. If that program sunsets at the end of this year, along with other farm programs, in the absence of a new farm bill, the price support program doesn't go away. It reverts back to a 1949 law, and that 1949 law sets the price support purchase levels at much, much higher thresholds, three or even four times higher than the current price support level.
Cornell University Professor of Agricultural Economics Andrew Novakovich says Senator Schumer is not necessarily predicting prices will rise, but illustrating the severe consequences of failing to pass the new Farm Bill or to extend the current legislation.
It wouldn't just be gallons of milk. It would be pounds of cheese, containers of yogurt, cartons of butter, every dairy product. This is not at all unlike the much larger conversation we're having about the so-called fiscal cliff. The Farm Bill is by nowhere near as dramatic as the fiscal cliff, but it has the same set of difficult politics and also has some pretty ugly consequences if we fail to get past those politics. And I think that's what Senator Schumer is reminding us of, that this seemingly obscure bit of legislation actually could have some pretty significant importance for all of us.
The Farm Bill passed in the Senate in June by a 2-1 margin. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.